Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival, today with Daniel Wu and Chrissy Chen, who star in Dante Lam's latest film, Mor Jin, That Daemon Within. So my first question for both of you is that, how was the experience on the set? And I mean, you both play this very intense character, these very intense performances, so I would love to know whether there were some very difficult scenes you had to, experience and play on the set.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a very, very dark film, and the mood was very dark. So the intensity on set, it was probably the most intense set I've ever been on. Dante would play really moody, eerie music, just loud enough that you could hear it in the background, that sort of brought everyone into the mood, including the crew. And I think it helped for the general mood of the whole film in general. And then, of course, you know, what happens in the film and what the character has to go through is also another intense experience. I think probably to date of all the films I've done, like 60-some films, this is probably the most difficult character I've had to deal with in terms of how to deal with it. And also to once I got off set and going home and trying to, like, get out of the character, which was very difficult.
And yesterday after the official screen of the film, you were really...
I was, like, in shock, yeah. Because I hadn't seen the film before. And...
You didn't expect it.
I knew it was a dark film, but I think the visual elements, which we didn't see while we were making it, like the CG stuff and all that stuff, made it even darker than I thought it was going to be. So I didn't know what to say, actually, yesterday. It took me a couple hours to get my head around the whole film.
It was a nice surprise.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was a good surprise. It was a good shock, but it definitely left me speechless.
And what about you, Chrissy?
I think this movie, at the time,
There was also the atmosphere was somewhat not pressurized, but we were all somewhat feeling that density of that atmosphere, and we were all sort of focusing inwards a bit, and I think whilst I was acting that role, I wasn't very happy.
You work with such experienced actors on the set, and you are a young rising star, so I would love to know, how was working with Daniel and Nick and Dante?
My pleasure.
Well, of course, I felt very honored to work with them, because in cooperating with them, I could learn a lot of things from them. And yes, I'm new, so I can slowly learn more, and then hopefully in the future we can make even better movies together.
And Daniel, your character, you're the protagonist of the film, and as we said, this is a very intense character, and also a very complex one, because it's one character and it's double almost at the same time. So I want to know, how do you understand your character and how you actually got into the role?
I think getting into the role was a slow process. I spent about 2 or 3 months doing a bit of research before we started filming. And I think the most useful one was I found a kid who had gone through, has schizophrenia, and he's dealing with it in his daily life, and just learning about the struggles that he had to deal with to try to get over it. But it took him 2 years to realize he even had a problem. And it was interesting because during those 2 years, he had hallucinations. He had people talking to him, telling him to kill himself. When he was crossing like a footbridge, he would hear a voice very clearly in his head, "Jump. You're useless. Jump." And things like that are quite scary to a normal person would never have to deal with that. And to all of a sudden, because it happened to him when he was 19, and he was a normal kid all the way up until that point, and then all of a sudden it hit him. And I was very moved by his whole experience. And I was like, okay, I think this kid is going to be my inspiration for this character. And then delving into it and using the details from his life to put into the character, but also using what Dante wrote for the character as well, and trying to find a kind of hybrid way of putting the two things together. Because sometimes when you write a character, it's not necessarily based in reality. So what I wanted to do was get what I could get from this kid's experiences and how Dante wrote the character, and base the whole thing in a sort of real way so that people can feel the emotions of the character and his struggle. And what I really liked about the character is that he's a policeman dealing with the idea of good and bad. Right, because in our minds, a policeman is supposed to be good, right? But the paradox is that he's dealing with this demon within himself, and it started obviously when he was young, and an experience where he did something he shouldn't have done, and tried to cover it by becoming a good person, a good kid. But the experience of dealing with the Hong Kong character, the robber, all of a sudden dragged that whole past out of him again and forced him to deal with his struggle between evil and good.
And the same question for you, Chris. I mean, how did you get into the role? I mean, your character is both strong but also sympathetic, so it's a difficult balance.
Well, I mean, she's this former girlfriend who's still trying to help him. I had a bit of experience previously being a soldier, so I guess that helped. But before I actually started working on the film, I did a lot of research and I did a lot of homework, if you like, on Hong Kong police women, because obviously I'm from mainland China and there are differences to Hong Kong women. So I would watch them on the street actually interact, and then I would Google them, I would Google some of their experiences, their CVs, whatever, and then just get that difference between mainland China and Hong Kong, right?
A question for both of you. I mean, talking about the genre of the film, the action thriller, which is such a popular entertainment genre in Hong Kong, I mean, this film has all the typical elements, the ambiguity between good and evil, the policeman. Why do you think it's still so fascinating for audiences, both in Hong Kong and abroad? So, yeah, if you can tell it about Hong Kong, and maybe Christy can say about her experience as a mainland Chinese.
I think, you know, cop films are popular in Hong Kong, obviously because of a commercial reason. They sell well overseas, but at the same time, Hong Kong people have a very interesting relationship with the police, because the police have had a different kind of status in our culture for many over time. In the 60s and 70s, the police department was notoriously corrupt. And in the early 80s and 90s, they cleaned it up. And this is all the Royal Hong Kong Police. So it was under the British system. And then after 97, it became Chinese-run Hong Kong Police. So their identity has changed throughout time. And so therefore, the stories that you can talk about about Hong Kong Police and about their relationship with the society is very wide. It's not like the States, where the cops have been the same really for the past 100 years, you know. And so I think that topic you can spin it in so many different ways. But this time, I think what was special about this one is that Dante decided to go much darker than normal. I think you do normally see, like you said, the themes of good and bad and struggling with that idea. But I think this is the first time where we really went psychologically deep down inside, and not driven by greed or corruption, but really what is the nature of human nature and the dark side of human nature, especially in men. Because you see all the women characters, they're all still quite pure in the film, but it's the men that are corrupt. It's the men that are doing evil things. And I think that's a little message I think Dante is trying to say. Earlier, I was in another interview, I was saying that if men could give birth, we wouldn't have such a violent, dark society as we have nowadays. Because we would understand the value of making life, right? But we as men don't value that, and so therefore that's why we kill, that's why we have wars, that's why we do these things. And so it's not necessarily a specific Hong Kong thing, but I think it's a general global thing that keeps people wanting to keep watching these things, because it's an exploration of that idea.
Actually, in mainland China, it's not just the action films and the violent films, if you like, that are very popular. There are many different genres that people really like, and they're good films, artistic ones, or be it history-themed films. I think in Hong Kong, there's probably more action-based films or more action films. And I mean, as soon as I get to Hong Kong to do films there, it's all action-based. And what a lot of foreign people really like is that martial arts stuff from China. So maybe that's more representative there. But I think in mainland China at the moment, that there is not just one stream, but rather quite a diverse picture.
Yeah, I think what she's getting at is that the films that Westerners get to see are more sort of market-driven, action films, kung fu films, romanticized Oriental culture films, you know. But there are other genres that are being made in China that a lot of Western audiences don't get a chance to see.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time. This was Daniel Wu and Christy Chen. This is First Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.